and I'm strong, but I'm not very long. I'm only 3 foot 3. I've been here, I've been there, I've been almost everywhere with my little brown mouse, Murphy. Got him up there. Well done.
Good.
The big bad wolf scrambled back up the chimney, jumped off the roof, and ran away. Yow! Ah! Ooh! Winnie the Witch always travelled by broomstick. It was a wonderful way to travel. Winnie would jump onto her broomstick, Wilbur would jump onto her shoulder, and they would zoom up into the sky. There were no traffic lights, no traffic jams, just the empty sky.
Hello, Lovies and Darlings Acting Agency.
Percy, stop right there. What have you got in that paper bag today, then?
Just some more cakes.
I want them.
Yes, the part where we live is just behind the windmill. My dad is a miller for the island. He makes the flour so that we can bake bread and cakes.
Billy, Dull has told us so much about you.
Bill's dad, Bump, will be home soon.
Oh, hello, Billy. Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Oh, don't worry. It's not your fault. I forgot I'd hit it with a hammer this morning as I was putting up a picture. I hit the wrong nail.
He didn't laugh this morning, jumping up and down, shouting so loudly he was heard in the next village.
Would you and Billy take these strumby squares around your Aunt Misty? They are for Mimi's walk of honour.
Oh, do I have to? It's so boring there.
What's the walk of honour? Where are my manners, Doll? You explain to Billy while I go and get some extra strumby squares for him to try.
When it's your birthday, you go on a walk of honour. You visit all the people in your village and your family and your friends and you give them a strumby square. That way everyone can share in your happiness.
Here you are, Billy. You try one.
Do we have to go? You know what Mimi's like. I suppose it wouldn't hurt to go. We can even see what presents Mimi got for her birthday.
I'm okay. I'm fine.
The three little pigs laughed loudly. But the big bad wolf was still hanging on the end of the rope.
What are we going to do?
Asked the first little pig.
We'll soon make him let go.
The three little pigs steered the hot air balloon to a row of holly trees. They shot the flame into the balloon once more to carry them over the trees and then leaned over the edge of the basket to watch. The big bad wolf was helpless as he was dragged through three holly trees in a row.
Yow! Oh! Meow!
Yelled the big bad wolf, and he let go of the rope. The big bad wolf fell through the air and landed with a loud splash in the river below. The three little pigs cheered and laughed as the big bad wolf came to the surface, spluttering and choking on the cold water. The three little pigs made it home safely, but they were careful to make sure they locked their doors before they went to bed. After all, they knew the big bad wolf was still out there, and he was still after them.